Okay, tonight we're going to be learning Simon Shin Tezayin Tziv Ches, Mezah Hashem, which is talking about the Shmoneh Shrotzim. Now the Shmoneh Shrotzim, I don't even know how to translate Shrotzim. Shmoneh Shrotzim, the eight Shrotzim, the specific species of animals which are known for various reasons. They've got different halachas, Shmoneh Shrotzim. I want to just point out maybe something in the onset, which is something which somebody pointed out to me. One of the Shmoneh Shrotzim, Hamur es Batoira, one of the eight Shrotzim is the Tzov, which is generally translated as a, how do you normally translate the Tzov? I mean, Tzov? Yeah, normally translated Tzov, a turtle. Normally we translate Tzav, being a turtle. It's one of the eight Shrotzim. They've got various halachas, distinct halachas, the Shmoneh Shrotzim and the eight Shrotzim. One of them is a Tzav, which traditionally is translated as a turtle. The funny thing is that it occurred to somebody, and he's right. We're going to be learning now the first few words, Ashmoneh Shrotzim Amurim Batoira, Atzadon Chayov. We'll see that somebody who traps one of the eight Shrotzim, but in one of the eight Shrotzim, he's Chayef. The others, with regards to the halacha of trapping those eight Shrotzim, are different than other animals. We'll see some what the differences are. But whatever the differences are going to be in a minute, we also need to realize that somebody who traps one of the eight Shrotzim, he's Chayef. He's Chayef. It's an Iso Torah to trap the eight Shrotzim. One of them is a Tzov, a turtle. So, following a share that we had, something we discussed a few evenings ago, about the turtle, what is that, where is the chiddush here? Very good. A turtle, because of its natural speed, it's not an animal that normally we discussed. Is there such a thing as trapping with regards to very, very slow animals? And we said it could very well be that since we're not restricting anything to that animal, one could argue that there is no melachis tzot on a Torah level. Could be on a rabbinical level, there is, but on a Torah level, do you think that if you're trapping what are you doing already? You're not really trapping, you're not restricting its movement because it's anyway restricted because of its slow movement. So you're not really restricting it. So one could very strongly argue, and it's a very strong argument, that with regards to very slow animals, such as the turtle, could very well be that you're not over on melechas tzod per trapping it. What are you tying it? Torah or not Torah? You're not restricting it. You're restricting it to some extent, yeah. But can you hear the reason why it should be not on a Torah level? Compared to the deer, compared to the bird that you're putting in a room, the turtle might even reach the other side of the room. By the Motzei Shabbos, he might not. Imagine, I mean, a turtle in a zoo. Yeah, they've got these large cages. I don't know if they can see the end of it by the end of the Shabbos.
But to say the saddle only applies to large animals.
To a certain speed. Like I can appreciate that animals that don't normally go beyond a certain surrounding, animals that are normally restricted to a certain, I don't know, a snail. Is there melachis tzot when it comes to a snail? Not really. He's not going to, by the end of his life, he won't go that far. He won't. So, no, I'm saying, I don't know if there's tzot, if it's in a large. So with regard to the turtle, there's certainly a strong argument. I'm not saying, I can certainly hear two tzotim. I can hear both tzotim equally, as to whether there's a melech tzot with regards to a turtle. So either way, that will challenge, we'll have to just cheshben out, it will challenge the conventional and traditional translation of Tzov, which is one of the Shmoneh Shrotzim. We're learning now, Shmoneh Shrotzim Amurim Batoira Tzadon Chayov. So if it's going to be, if the Shmoneh Shrotzim is a turtle, then if Tzov is a turtle, then it doesn't, something is not quite right over here. Either you're going to have to say that there is Melechus Tzod also for turtles, or you're going to say that Tzov is not really a turtle, but a different animal, which could be as well. It's a machloikas. What would you think?
I would say that it could have a wider application.
It can have a wider application. All right. Now we're going to be learning. We have to keep cheshbon over here for this shulchan aruch over here. Shmoneh shrotzim amurim atoiros. So there's eight animals which are specified in the Torah. Atzad on chayv. If you catch them, you're chayv. And va'achoyvel bohem, if you're choyvel. Now choyvel literally means to make a bruise. Do you know when you make a bruise, an internal bleeding, and there is like it turns blue and black, the skin, but no blood actually comes out? So that's a choivel bohem. So if you make a chabola, if you make a, what's the word?
Wound.
Yeah, if you make a wound, basically. If you make a wound on one of the Shemona Shalatzim, afalpi, although, shaloyotza mehem dom, that no blood actually emerged and came out from the animal, elo, only, nitzra, tachza, it got, nitzra, it got under the skin, it gathered, it congealed under the skin. The halacha is chayv, you're still chayv as well. So whether you're actually trapping or wounding the animal, you're chayv. Let's wait. No, Chavola isn't. Well, let him speak. We'll get to it. V'shar shrotzim, when it comes to other shrotzim, other types of animals, einoi chayev, achayev bohem, you're not chayev on a Torah level. If you are making a chavola, if you're making a wound, you're not chayev, elohim kein, unless yotzim ahem dom. Normally, with a regular animal, if you make a wound, you're not chayev on a Torah level. For chavola, there is a Torah restriction of chavola. Chavola, however, is only if there's actually blood coming out. If you make a wound and there's blood coming out, that will be a Torah issa of chavola. However, if there's no blood coming out, this is not issa Torah. If it's just congealed, if it's just under an internal kind of bleeding, that will not be an issa Torah. Unless, if it's a shmona shotzim, those very specific shotzim, those, even if the blood is not coming out, you're still doing an issa Torah, which still soon understand why. What about trapping other animals which are not the Shemona Shrotzim? If there's a very specific purpose for that trapping, chayev, it's a Torah restriction. If you're not trapping one of the other Shrotzim for any particular Torah, for any particular purpose, oystam, for no particular reason, just trapping for the sake of it, for the fun of it, potter, but also it's only the Rabbanon restriction. For the Rambam chayev, according to the Rambam, is chayev even for the other shrotzim, even if you're not doing it for a particular tzorich. What is going on over here? Without looking into the Mishneh Berurah, what does it look like? Which sugya does it go into? Nope. What is going on over here? What could be the background of the Shulchan Aruch? Which sugya, which parsha does it enter? Where are we going? Tzorech, not tzorech. Stam, not stam. What does it sound like? It's following less they see. It's going within the sugya of melacha she'eino tzricha legufo, melacha tzricha legufo. And here there's a difference between shmona shotzim and other shotzim. Let us see what the Mishneh Berurah explains. Sif Kotten Chav Ches explains very nicely the background of this Shulchan Aruch. Shmoina, the eight shrotzim, the hine, behold. Metchila Beira Mechaba Din Tzedo. Initially, the Shulchan Aruch explained the halachas of Tzedo of trapping. Bechayo with oif, with regular large animals. The Boison Aminim, with those species, the big animals. Stomeo Nitzoidin Letzurich. Generally, if you trap a bear, or you catch a bird, or you trap any animal, normally it's done for a very particular purpose. What is generally the purpose for large animal?
Skin
or food, meat, or any particular, you're trapping it for a regular reason. Ve'achshav, however now, Be'ra mechabad din tzeda shrotzim. Now we're going to be talking about the shrotzim. The shmona shrotzim, which normally you're not trapping for those purposes. The bezer yesh chilek, with those there's a distinct difference. Why are you trapping those smaller animals? Why are you trapping it? The boys and amin and sheish line oiros. Here is the difference. If they have skins, they have hides, they have skins, sheish line oiros, they have skins, they have leather. The who, shmoina shrotzim amurim b'teira. These are the shmoina shrotzim which are mentioned in the Torah. Hachoyleit, ve'achbo. Achbo is generally translated as? Yes. Achbo, rat or mouse. Ve'atzov, which could be, we said, turtle. They are normally trapped for its skin, for its outer layer. Of a goyim, yesh tzedo, where those days trapping on a Torah level. to be stoma, because if you trap an animal like this, when you come to the Shmoneh Shotzim, if you're trapping one of them, you normally have the leather in mind. Unless you just trapped it, you didn't care about the outer layer, about the skin, you didn't care about it. Oh yeah. You're not trapping
in
front. Exactly. I witnessed this once. Yeah. Why is trapping? Don't know. What? Why did he do it for? I saw it myself. I couldn't believe it. I was No. L Street. No. The one next to L. In. Yeah. Before that. No. The. Yeah. Exactly. That's it. Aldenham. And I was walking, and I saw there were, it says no fishing next to this big thing hanging, no fishing. I saw a couple of gentlemen trying to, and then they caught this huge fish, huge. I was very surprised, huge, mom was huge, and they're all excited, and they quickly headed out and without any uncomplexed and without any reservation. They had this huge. I was very surprised how big it was. And they quickly got out the cameras, these huge cameras. They took pictures, smiling and holding it like this. Picture. And then quickly they took the thing out and they threw it back in the water. He was still jumping and thing. They threw it back in the water. I don't know if it was still alive or not. I don't know how long they can make it because they did take a lot of pictures. But eventually they threw it back into the water. And I don't know if it's still alive or not. I can't say. But yes, this was, I was like, I said, okay, after all that, that's all you're doing. You're throwing it back into the water. And it was a bit of an anticlimax. But they had the pictures at least.
They might say that if we finished the Masechta,
and she said, "Why did they actually? What did they spend hours for? What did they do it for? For the pic? I'm saying, what is it? Shlo letzorich or letzorich? I don't know. To me, it sounds pretty much shlo letzorich. Pardon? Moshe leitzim. Oh, but we're unsure if fishing is included. So now we've got a guy. It is. Yeah. Moshe leitzim. Where does Ramah telling us that hunting animals? And Ramah says in Sif Aleph that hunting animals is Moshe leitzim is also because of Moshe leitzim because of gathering of not decent people. You know, normally hunters are not normally very idle and refined people. Similar. So here we are with regards to so if you have got no particular purpose with regards to the Shmoneh Shotzim, if you're trapping it, you're normally doing it for the skin. If they've got good skins, purposeful skins, and you normally would do it for the skins, and therefore if you're just trapping Shmoneh Shotzim, you do it for positive reason. If you very positively don't care, then you're going to be poto. It's also on another bon level, but it's melacha she'ena tzricha legufo. You don't really care, you're just trapping it. Maybe this example. You're trapping it for no particular purpose, you're going to be poto. The mishum da'avile melacha she'ena tzricha legufo. Aval shah shotzim, when it comes to any other shotzim, any other small animals, besides the shmoneh shotzim, eilon oiros, they do not have any precious skin. There's no value to catching them normally. So the mistominit zoidin shalitzech. It's why you're trapping it. Why trapping one of those small animals, which are not the shmoneh shotzim? Why doing it? Can't be for the leather. Can't be for the hide. Can't be for the skin. So the halacha is that with regards to the other animals, somebody just traps small animals. An achbar, a mouse. Why trapping a mouse? If it's no reason, if you're doing, why catching this rat? If it's stam, then you're not going to be chayv because it's melacha she'en tzricha leguf. Again, this is the yesod of melachas tzod. Melachas tzod is defined. You're normally trapping something for a specific purpose within the animal. You either want its leather, you want its meat, you want something, you want maybe perhaps even want the turtle's outer shell. You want something very positive. You want the ivory of the elephant. You want something that is melacha hatzricha legufo. That is the normal purpose of trapping. What if you trap the animal and you hunt the animal and you trap the animal and you do that not for that regular purpose? You did for another purpose, for the fun of it, just for the fun of it. What's the halacha then? So this is considered a melacha she'ein tzricha legufa. It's considered a melacha which you don't do it for its regular purpose. It's a very intended purpose as far as you're concerned, but it's not its regular purpose. And the halacha is melacha she'ein tzricha legufa. We paskin is only on the rabbanon level. And this is critical because this goes back really to the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Zayin. We learned yesterday, what if somebody traps an animal because he's scared of its bite? you have this massive, huge, scary, massive spider next to you, and you are scared of it. You don't want it to bite you, and you're trapping it for that purpose. You don't want its skin, you don't want its wings, and you certainly don't want its legs. So what do you want? What do you want from that? Why are you trapping it? Shelo yishchenut, for it not to bite. So the halacha is, this is considered a halacha she'ein tzricha legufa. This is something which you're not doing for its regular. You said, I think yesterday, Mishkan purpose. It's regular purpose. And the halacha is, Mokshin Tzri Guf, the halacha is, we paskin, is only,
Midra Bonon.
Yeah, Netilas Neshama, they're right. Killing it would be also, yeah. Netilas Neshama, you're right. It could be a derais as well. Yeah, so yeah, we're right. We're not talking about a dangerous animal. If it's a dangerous animal, go for it. Kill it. It's dangerous. Pikuach Nefesh. We're specifically not talking about a dangerous animal. It's a non-dangerous animal. Trapping it is only Midra Bonon. According to the Mishneh Berurah. Now what about, so we're understanding now this whole issue of the Shmona Shotzim, the difference between the Shmona Shotzim and the other animals. That's very, very interesting. What about Chavola? We're learning with Chavola also there's a difference between the Shmona Shotzim and others. HaChayvel Bohem is Chayev, and with the other Shotzim is only Chayev if it's Chayvel them, but there's blood actually coming out. What is the difference? My question is, I want to understand why is that. I do understand why there's a difference between the Shmona Shotzim and all the other Shotzim with regards to trapping. But I don't understand yet what is the difference between the Shmona Shotzim and any other Shotzim with regards to Chavola. We learned, Shulchan Aruch says, Achayva Bohem, if you wound a Shmona Shotzim, you chay whatever happens. As soon as you hurt it and there's blood, you chayev. With regards to other shotzim, only if there's blood coming out. What is the difference? Why shmona shotzim, even without blood coming out, you chayev? What is the difference? Mishneh Berurah explains. Let me get the right words. This is in Sefkot Lamed. Yeah, no, actually, Chavtes is important as well, Rabbi Yossel, thank you. Chavtes tells us about Choyvel. Why is wounding an animal also? Why is wounding an animal also? No. Oh, yes, that's what it is. Sefkot Chavtes. Tam lechiu chavola. What is the reason why hurting an animal, causing a wound to an animal is also, he explains in the Mishneh Berurah in Seif Kotten Choftes, Tam Lechiv Chavalu Mipnei Netilas Neshama Shebo Yisei Mokem. I biologically cannot comprehend this, but there is an element of Netilas Neshama, taking away some life, some Neshama of the animal in that particular place. Ki Adam Hanefesh, because the Pasuk says, Dam, blood, Hanefesh is the soul, is the life of the animal. Therefore, if a bit of blood comes out, you have taken some life out of the animal. Similarly, if blood doesn't come out, but there's an internal bleeding in that particular place, you have taken some life of the animal out. So Rabbi say, if you take an animal and you cause a wound to an animal, on your chayv on the tilas neshama, taking away some of its life to the animal, it's not tzvia. It's not tzar balechaim. It's not what it is. The issa is netilas neshama, taking away life from the animal by some blood coming out or internal bleeding.
This would be during the weekday as well.
No, netilas neshama is only on Shabbos.
And what's the category of malacha?
Netilas neshama is within yes. It is within netilas neshama is a tolda of I believe so, but I'm not 100% sure anymore. I believe so.
So the actual Shulchan Aruch is going between Tzad and Shechita. In terms of going from trapping to a Chabura, it's kind of...
It's making a category. Yeah. Yeah, he's speaking about both, correct, yeah. Now, what is the reason why there's a difference in Shotzim and other animals? So, the Mishneh Berurah explains, because הספקות למד, בנוקד חבולה בשרוצים, חבולה בשרוצים, זה עושים משום, ובזה יש שרוצים שאין להם אור, שרוצים sometimes don't have skins, ואין חייב עד שיוצא אדום, and blood needs to come out, כמו ששם עם חבא. אבל כל שכן, יש חיוב חבולה במים וחייב אויף, שכולם יש להם אור, וחייב אפילו בנצרה. שרוצים, since they don't necessarily have blood, you need to ensure, that it's only, one minute, what's the difference between Shrotzim and other animals? Yeah, lemaisa, it's of importance to know that the mishtabu lemaisa paskins, there's no difference. Yeah, and these are the words that I want to point out. But as if cotton mem test, that's really the main crucial point. Where the bia, it's in shifkotten chofchesin in our mishtabura, as if cotton lamed in our mishtabura. But by bialoch, by sharetzin shifkotten mem test, it brings the following. Where the bialoch mem test is. In the mishtabura it says, Val ken yizom ma'oid. A person should be very careful. Shalo lehakus shum chai b'shabbos. You should never hurt an animal on Shabbos. Hakor, a hitting a wound, shiocha lover de chabura, which could cause a chabura wound. Kalkulponimish issa badova le kulama, because according to all opinions, there's an issa with that, to cause a wound to an animal on Shabbos. V'oil nechshonim bezen, some people are not careful with that. And that could be a potential issa toira to cause a wound to an animal. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, these are the points. He goes into other scenarios as well, but I'm going to leave that for now. And Sefkot Lamed, he brings all the cases as well. Asheikh Mishum? Could be, I'm not, it could be, I don't remember, could be. Yeah, okay. Okay, now one little case I just want to bring out. I don't know if this is how relevant this is nowadays. Mishtabua brings if somebody does bloodletting, is that an Issur Torah or not? Because it's a bit, is that Issur Torah, bloodletting on Shabbos? We're not talking about Pikuach Nefesh case. Bloodletting, it was very common in previous years. Bloodletting on Shabbos, is that Issur Torah or not? Both for humans or for animals. Also, Torah, Issur Torah. Yes, so that's, but that would be considered melacha hatzricha legufo, and it's a chiyuv Torah. And that's the Mishnah Brumis. He makes his dam le'odom, le'refua, is chayv le'kula almad. Yeah. Okay, fine. Okay, we'll stop over here. Wishing you good evening.